Hey everybody, and welcome to Wife Me Up. I'm your host, Megan Faulkner, and you know I love hanging out with you here in podcast land. It is so fun to chat, learn, and hear stories together. I'm just so glad that you're all here. It's Thursday, March 28th, and I know you are going to love my conversation with our guest today, Emmy Simpkins. Emmy is the founder and owner of System Athletics, a gym where you can transform physically, maximize your performance, and enjoy more. Emmy's mission is to empower individuals to embrace a high-performance lifestyle by prioritizing fitness as key catalyst. At System Athletics, Emmy and her team strive to unlock the full potential of every single person they encounter. They equip them with skills, knowledge, and the mindset needed to excel in all of their life's pursuits. Through fitness, Emmy believes that we can unlock opportunities to enjoy more of life's countless experiences. This is what I love about Emmy and what you'll hear in this conversation. She is so dedicated to helping athletes realize their potential and to push their boundaries through various means of training. She uses a systematic approach to each individual athlete and aims to bridge the gap between sports psychology, science, and training to provide programs for optimal performance. But here's what I can tell you. It goes way beyond that. And that is what you'll hear today. This isn't necessarily a conversation about fitness, although it is. It's a conversation that far extends what our bodies and minds can do and gets at the core of who we are and what each of us bring to the world. Ways to connect with Emmy are in the show notes today, and I hope that you will. Her stories are absolutely incredible, and her motivation is just so inspiring. Emmy is just a truth teller and a dreamer, and she has a get it done approach. So if you need some encouragement today, I hope you will turn up the volume and drown out the world. You are going to want to listen. You know how we say that Wife Me Up is a show that isn't about what you think it's about? Well, this episode is the most perfect example. This really isn't about what you think it's about. Hey, before we get started, remember, Wife Me Up is for the unmarried person who wants to feel like they're part of the club. It's for the married person who has anyone unmarried in their life. It's for the dating, the engaged, the enraged, and every kind of person in between. My hope is that this show will provide a little humor, a lot of fun ideas, and ways that we can all be a little more connected to each other's stories. To not isolate or assume, but to engage and ask. To tell stories, to share ideas, and to, as often as possible, create things for others to enjoy. Because what actually is life if it's not shared? Here is my conversation with Emmy Simpkins from System Athletics. Emmy, welcome to Wife Me Up. I'm so glad you're here today. Can you tell our community a little bit about who you are, what you do, anything you want to share? Just introduce yourself to everybody.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
You're
very
welcome.
Excited to be on the podcast.
I'm excited to have you.
My name is Emmy Simpkins. I am the owner of System Athletics, which is a strength and conditioning gym in Manasquan, New Jersey. We opened up in November of 2023. And so we're just about 4 months into operating and, you know, very excited with how things are going so far.
Yeah, good. Me too. It's beautiful in here. Listeners, we'll put some links in the show notes so you can see some really cool stuff. You're here today to talk about your business, this business, the things that you're doing, how you're transforming lives, changing the world, changing the community. I'm really excited for this community, for Wife Me Up, to hear from you. So can you just talk a little bit about the big picture of System Athletics? Like, what's the mission and what do you hope to accomplish in this space?
So I've been in the fitness industry for a little over 10 years. I owned and operated a gym in Belmar, New Jersey, a CrossFit gym more specifically. And in 2021, I had an opportunity to train a professional tennis player. And over the course of my career, I've worked with a variety of different people from all ages, you know, and athletes, non-athletes, people that are just your regular gym goers. And after training during the time I was training the professional tennis player, I really started to notice a gap in, you know, where I was coming from the CrossFit world, and I was also an athlete myself. So I've my entire life I've trained as an athlete. You know, mm-hmm. I was a Division I soccer player at Rutgers University, and I was always into lifting. I was always into sports performance. And as I've aged and, you know, fitness has become such a big part of my life, this gap that I was noticing was that why aren't adults training like athletes? And I was training this tennis player who was an adult and she was making her comeback. And our training really revolved around, you know, especially for her age, like in trying to make the comeback on the tour, was injury prevention.
Right.
And so I found for adults, like as we age, like the importance of injury prevention and simultaneously strength training.
Yeah.
Especially for women.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to break these preconceived notions that like strength training is going to make you bulky or strength training is going to, you know, it's not good for you. Yeah. And like,
muscles are too big.
Yeah. Your muscles are too big. And like, I just, you know, the stereotypes that we like put on people, and it's, I really want like a big mission for me here at System Athletics is it does surround women, you know, it's a woman owned business.
Yeah.
And I think that people that join here see that it's a predominantly women, like it's a
your
women,
clientele
my
is,
clientele,
yeah.
Yes, is predominantly women.
Yeah.
And it's just been really cool to see and watch it unfold the way it has, because I wouldn't say that that's always been a mission of mine.
Sure.
Right.
Like
it transformed yeah. into that. And, you know, I'm very grateful for the direction that System Athletics is going.
So. Yeah. So you kind of talked a little bit about your life as an athlete and then transforming into the CrossFit world a little bit, understanding what really kind of you were probably seeing in your community, what the community needed, and then filling that role, that need for people in the community. But at what point along the journey of your life, from infanthood till now, did you know, like, this is what I want to do? This is my passion. This is what I feel like I want my day-to-day to look like.
Oh, man. You know, I think that in college, if somebody would have told me that I was going to be owning a gym, I would have laughed. You know,
really?
I had this, like, idea that I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to be working for SportsCenter or like ESPN in some capacity. And it wasn't until I was faced with adversity that, you know, I had to make a bunch of changes in my life. So I was a Division I soccer player.
Yeah.
I was also the captain on the team at Rutgers. And heading into my junior season, I had like really let myself go. Like I was partying a lot, I was drinking a lot, I had gained a lot of weight, and we had the worst season in probably like program history.
You were the captain at that time?
I was the captain at that time.
Okay.
Yeah. So
great.
Really great example of how to run a successful program. And we had like one of the worst seasons in literally in program history. We didn't make the NCAA tournament, which was like unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the season, the coaches brought the captains in and were basically like, this is pathetic.
What's the plan?
You guys are pathetic. something's got to change. And, you know, as of right now, like you guys are not the captains anymore.
Wow.
There are no starting positions guaranteed when you guys come back for the spring season. Like,
and you're going into your senior season.
Well, I was about to be going into my senior season. So we had just finished my junior season, and which is in the fall. We come back, we have spring season, and then I would have been heading into my senior
season.
So
you're heading into your senior year with no promise of anything.
No promises.
And this has been your whole life up until this point.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
assuming.
Yes.
Soccer. Over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
Yes.
Making sure I got this.
So I went home after that meeting because we were heading into winter break. And my sister, she played soccer at Duke. She had actually
said
to me.
Too bad you guys aren't talented. It's really a shame. Not doing anything.
Well, our parents threw us into everything. So, you know, something had to stick. I came home and she had said, she was like, you know, you should try CrossFit. And I remember like laughing at her and being like, that sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Like, absolutely not. And she bugged me.
I'm a soccer player.
Yeah. But she was also a soccer player. And so,
right.
you know, but I didn't want to listen to my younger sister. Yeah. Of course not.
She knows nothing.
She goes to Duke and she knows nothing. Exactly.
Right.
you know, and she bugged me every day. Every day. She's like, just go. And finally one day I caved and I went with her. And I remember walking in there and – you know, there were women older than me, you know, more out of shape than me that were kicking my butt in this workout.
How humbling.
Beyond humbling. And I remember like finishing the workout and just like laying on the floor, like what just happened? And it just was like kind of a reality check for me.
Yeah.
And I ended up for Christmas asking my mom if she would pay for my membership at the nearest CrossFit gym to Rutgers.
That's a great gift.
Yes. So at the time was this gym in Berkeley Heights. And now the two owners are two of my best friends. Yeah. It's it was a big turning point in my life.
Yeah.
So I joined this CrossFit gym and I would go every single morning before practice. I would go to the 5 or the 6 a.m. class. I would drive 30 minutes to Berkeley Heights, go to the class, come home, go to soccer practice, go to lift.
As a 21-year-old.
As a 21-year-old.
So there's this like innate drive in you.
Yes.
Because that's not something, and that's not a, you're not learning that behavior. That's something that's inside of you. You're like, I'm 21. I'm going to wake up at 5 o'clock and go to this class.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to train the rest of my day and still go to school.
Right. You know, it's funny. Like I have parents that ask me to this day, like, do you think that being a competitive athlete is something that can be learned or is it innate? And I personally believe it's something that can be learned.
Yeah.
Because when I would go to CrossFit 908 in the morning, the owner, Tim Carroll, who is now one of my really good friends, you know, he believed in me. Mm-hmm. And he had said to me one day, he's like, you know, you could be really good at this. And I tell this story very often. At the time, I was like, what do you mean I could be good at this? Exercising? Good at what? Like, and then my world was open to the competitive side of CrossFit.
Yeah.
So going back a little bit, went into my senior season. We had a much better season. I got my captain band back. And all of that was because of consistency and hard work and all these things that, you know, we're told on a regular basis. Like if you want something, you've got to be consistent about it. You got to be persistent. You need to work extremely hard and have like a singular focus.
And the habits you created in that time.
Exactly. Right?
Like I'm creating this structure for my life that's going to see you through.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. And so broadening the conversation into what Tim was talking about, quote unquote, this.
Right.
We had driven up to Boston to watch him compete in some CrossFit competition.
Cool.
And my sister, you better damn believe I drove her with me because 100%. I said, you dragged me into this.
This is your fault.
You're coming to this trip with me.
You're paying for the hotel.
Exactly. So we drive up to Boston and we're sitting in the stands and like, I have no idea like what to expect.
Right.
I'm like, you know, semi-professional exercisers. Like this is what I'm about to watch. And, I just remember watching it and my sister was sitting next to me and I said to her, I was like, I'm going to be out there one day. And I left that weekend with this burning fire in me that I like never even really felt during like my soccer career.
Right.
Like I wanted to do this so badly. And I think that the habits that I had already formed in my life, like established, and that, you know, I proved to myself, like I could get my starting position back. I could get my captain band back. I can pull myself out of these like dark moments and, you know, achieve something.
Yeah.
Now I had this next goal.
Yeah.
And it was very helpful too, that the environment that I was in with CrossFit 908 was such a welcoming and encouraging and empowering environment that it made me always want to be there.
Yeah.
And I just kind of took that and I ran with it. I would go every single day. I would train, and 2 years later, I qualified for that same competition.
Isn't that awesome?
What's
interesting to me, what's standing out in that is that we joked about like, what is the this, right? But what someone did was speak life into you. You were this like shell of who you used to be. It sounds like this athlete, you're like, I don't know what I'm doing here. My soccer team's losing. I'm not who I want to be. I'm not in the shape I want to be in. And you walked into this gym and this trainer, this guy, this coach said to you, you can do this. And like breathe that life into you. And then you just believed it.
You believed it.
You were like, oh, okay. Well, if he says it, then maybe I can.
And I look back on that conversation like so many times, and not just for that instance and then like where that took me in my competitive career as CrossFit goes, what I don't think Tim realized was by him saying like, you could be good at this meant all system athletics.
Yeah.
Like what is now a reality?
Is there something in you that now you get to say that to other people that you're like, this is like, I'm here, I've done this and you can be good at this.
Yes. Cause I've lived it.
Right.
Right. Like I was insecure. Right. I was overweight. I was, you know, this, what you could say, a shell of a person. Like yeah. I believe like I've been able to take my experiences and actually learn from them.
Yeah.
And like put myself through it.
Yep.
And prove to myself that I can get through this.
Yeah.
And by me experiencing that, like the genuine conversations I can have with people.
Yeah.
To breathe that life into them.
Somebody else, right.
Helps them.
Right.
And I watch it unfold every single day here.
Yep.
Every single day.
Yeah.
You know, like through very challenging things. And I like let people know, you can do this.
Right.
You can
be good at this.
You can be good at this.
Yeah. Isn't it cool that so one person says that to you, right? And it bursts this whole new life for you, this whole new dream for you that's now a reality. It's no longer a dream, right? Like we're sitting in your reality. Listeners, we're literally sitting in the front desk of Abby's gym. And if you say that too, how many people come through these doors a day, do you think?
I in the beginning stages right now, we're 4 months in. I would say on average, we have like 50 to 70 people coming through on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. So let's go on the conservative side of that with 50, right? Somebody says to you, however many years ago that was, you could be good at this. It breathes life into you, this whole thing. And now you get to have this whole space where 50 people a day hear that same message, you could be good at you. I mean, just think of the multiplication factor of that. Like, have you ever really thought about that? It's kind of insane.
It is.
Like you get to speak life into so many people who we don't know what's happening when they're walking through these doors, right? Like you don't know what happened in their day in that morning with their family, what happened in the work that day when they came in. And you have such a unique opportunity to be the voice of encouragement for somebody. And you don't know how that would change their life. I mean, one person spoke it to you and it changed your life. And now he has System Athletic grandkids, right? Like, 50 to 70 a day.
Don't tell him that. He's going to take credit for this.
Don't listen.
Just kidding, Tim. I love
Stop
you.
Stop listening.
If you're listening.
But that's incredible.
No.
Like the multiplication of that is something that should be celebrated.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
What is something about leading System Athletics that you did not expect besides everything?
Besides everything. That's a tough question.
I know.
But I didn't expect. Wow. Oof. Meg. I honestly, like, going back to what you just said, I didn't expect to be able to reach so many people.
Yeah.
In such a short time.
Yeah.
You know, like, if we can, we can get into a little nitty gritty about how this really came to fruition. But, you know, I had somebody last year tell me that I no longer had any value.
Oh.
And, you know, I show up here every single day at 4:30 in the morning, and the people that walk through these doors on a day-to-day basis, you know,
think
very differently.
Yeah.
And therefore,
and
like,
see that.
And I see that. And not only like, it's not like not looking for validation for myself.
Right.
Right. Like I'm,
it's the concept, the idea, the community, the everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like every person that walks through here has value.
That's exactly right.
You know, like every person that
Earth.
Yeah, has value.
Correct.
Right. And like,
yep.
No one should ever be told that they
That's
serve
exactly
no
right.
value.
No value.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the people that walk through these doors every single day have an immense amount of value in my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not just from a business standpoint, but like I watch these people every single day push themselves out of their comfort zone, try something new, make new friends, show up, like just show up if they've never tried it before. You know, the common thing that we hear is like, oh, I need to get in shape before I go to your gym. And it's like,
No, do that here.
Yeah, like that's literally what we're here for. Like, you know, and it, you know, I want people to realize that they can do very hard things.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and it's so much more rewarding.
Yeah.
It's so much more rewarding when you know that you've genuinely worked for something, you know, not just signed up for a gym membership to go and, you know, do your own thing or, you know, no, you're investing in yourself every time you come through these doors.
Right.
You're in, like, you are choosing right. every single day. You know, it's going to be challenging. You know, it's going to be very, very hard every time you come here.
Yeah.
And you're making that choice.
Right.
And it makes the rest of the day or, you know, if you're coming at night and it makes the day better.
Yeah.
Knowing that you can do this.
Don't you think that walking through the doors of a place like this where you know you're going into a group training, it's mostly group training, right?
Right.
So you're going into a group training, but even showing up for yourself, like you're talking about these people are walking through your doors every day, it says that they're valuing themselves, like they're valuing their time. This is important enough for me to place value on it.
100%.
So like we can stomp on that line.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yes. So annoying.
No, but it's like, you know, that's the feeling I get with everybody that walks through. Like they're choosing to be here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'll never take that for granted.
Yeah.
You know,
there's this common theme I'm kind of hearing in our conversation, what you're saying from you were kind of on this trajectory in your life and then you faced some adversity and you flipped it around and this whole big thing was birthed. And then you were on this next trajectory, right? And then you face some adversity and that person not speaking life into you. And this whole new thing was birthed.
Well, listen, and so it definitely took life out of me.
Right, it does, right? Yeah. Like it takes the wind out of your sails, yeah. right? You're like this little shell. But then what's cool is that you never, in the two stories that you've told, you haven't let that be something that stops you from pursuing the next thing. Like you're like, all right, well, I'm going to figure this out. We're gonna do something different. So I think it's a story too that's cool of, all right, you might face adversity. And listeners, you probably do face adversity. Like no one walking earth with breath in their lungs doesn't, right? But you are a great example of what do I do in that? And maybe it takes the wind out of your sails for choices, a minute, yeah. right? But if you've established enough habits, if you've made enough choices to say, this isn't going to be how this story ends. Right. I'm going to flip this thing around.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, just like when you are working out and your hands get calloused, like you callous your mind.
I don't know what that feels like. I'm really interested.
You're not interested in calloused hands? But you callous your mind.
Right.
And yeah. Listen, I'm not like going to sugarcoat it when that yep. wind was taken out of my sails and that life yep. was sucked out of me. Like I went through it.
Yep.
My family went through it.
Yes.
My partner went through it.
Yep.
My friends went through it.
Yeah.
My dog even probably went through it. Like, you know, and I look back at that point in my life and I have to be grateful for it now.
That's exactly right.
Like I would not be here.
Yeah.
If it weren't for that moment.
Right.
For someone telling me that I have no value.
Yeah.
And I had two choices, right?
Yep.
I could have.
Believe that or not believe.
Yes. And I did believe it for a bit.
Sure.
I did believe it for a bit. And yep. because people believed in me
yeah,
and breathe, like they literally
breathe
life back into me.
Yep.
You know, I can't take full credit for all this happening because this was a group effort
yeah.
on getting me back on my feet again.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the fact that I had so many people in my life that weren't going to let me give up.
Yeah.
Just also prove to myself that I have value.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in it, you can't really like think about it like that. Uh-huh. And then, but looking back at it, it's like, wow, these people never gave up on me.
Yeah.
After months and months of just dwelling in it.
Yeah.
They refused to give up on me. So like,
okay.
Yeah. They're like, all right, enough's enough.
Trying yeah. to ship around.
Yeah. Please come on. They're all like,
we got you. Yes,
like CPR.
You're like, no, thank you. Keep going. Yeah. And also, do you want to start a business?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's awesome. Can you talk a little bit about a common myth about leading in your field or area of expertise? Like, what do you think people think that isn't really true?
Speaking of things that aren't true, a common myth is definitely, you don't need to be fit to start something.
Yes.
Right? Like, what I'm saying? Like,
100% I know what you're saying.
Like, I feel like it's a common thing that people like either contact because they're interested, and then they'll be like, oh no, so and so told me like I'm not ready enough to do that. And it's like, when are you going to be ready?
Why
like,
wouldn't you be ready? Why wouldn't,
can you breathe? Like, again, I feel like our society is soft.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
The only time
you don't want to be uncomfortable,
right?
Ever.
But think about all like think about the biggest changes in your life.
Yep. Right.
Was it uncomfortable
every time?
Yeah. And did something great come out of it?
Yeah. Right. Right.
You know, like everybody is guilty of seeking comfort.
100%. Yeah. Every day, probably in some form.
Every day.
Yeah.
In some capacity.
Yeah.
And that going back to like when people like. People are willingly choosing to wake up every day and go to the gym and put themselves through, you know, we can call this adversity, right? Coming here and going through something extremely hard.
Yeah.
That is a choice that they are making.
Right.
And I respect all the people that choose to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy.
Right. Yeah.
And as cliche it is, like nothing in life is
worth whatever the thing is.
Whatever the saying is.
Nothing worth having in life is easy. Never, is
something like
we'll
that.
We'll Google it.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the show notes. We don't know.
We don't know, but we just
a bunch of hard workers over here.
Yeah. But, you know, that to me is the biggest myth.
Yeah.
And I challenge your listeners to seek something very difficult.
That's so good. You know, I have a friend who I'm working out with at the gym right now who wants to rejoin a gym. And she says, I can't do that until I get to this point. I need to do these things before I can get there. And that's so interesting. Just do it here.
Right.
Just do it at that next place.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to wait.
Do it. You don't just have to wait. It. Like the time's going to go by anyway.
Right.
The time is going to tick by anyway.
Yeah. The time, you know what? I just said to somebody the other day, time is the only thing we have not hacked in this world. You can get midnight cookie delivery. Like there are so many things that we have hacked, but time is the one thing that we're only going to get 24 hours in a day. So it's not going to change. Just do it anyway.
Just do it.
Yeah. That's really cool. Obviously you are pretty passionate entrepreneur. It's obvious to me. I hope it's obvious to yourself. But what advice would you have for someone who is just trying to kind of figure out how to make their passion their career?
Oh, wow. My advice. You know, besides do it anyway. Yeah. I feel like I can go a million directions with this one as well. Like it just,
we have time.
Okay. you're going to regret that. Who wants to make their passion their career besides just do it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, it's difficult for me to speak on this because my fitness wasn't a passion of mine.
Right.
Right. Like it formed into that because of a life that was breathed into me. Like it was, you know, sports were always a passion of mine. Like mm-hmm. I always loved sports. And, you know, I think my truest passion is people.
Perfect.
Right. Like people are my passion. Like I think I was really born to be an entertainer. I love.
We just happen to be in a system of athletics where we're entertaining people.
I just I love
hours a day.
I love entertaining. Like
yeah.
And part of being a member at System Athletics is being part of the experience here.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a fun, empowering environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that aspect of like breathing that entertainment into people, like having fun.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be so serious.
It doesn't have to be so serious. Like, yeah, we want to do hard things, and like the workouts are going to be really intense. But right. Like,
you're going to be mad at me halfway through.
Exactly. The amount of middle fingers I get and like hate right. messages, like it's on a regular basis, but it's all out of love. Like,
right.
It's all out of love. And
thank
it's
you
all
for
out of,
torturing me.
Yes, you pay for this, people. Better. You pay for this. I just remind them, like, you pay.
This is membership.
Yes. But like, I was born to be an entertainer. I genuinely believe that. Yes. And like my advice for people like to make their passion a career besides just do it, like start with small steps.
Yeah.
I think you're a perfect example, right?
Thank you.
You know, with podcasting.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, start with small
joke.
Steps.
It was, here we are.
And here we are. Like,
right.
You know, just.
Yeah.
There's no perfect blueprint to life.
Nope.
And right. I think, you know, some of the greatest advice I've ever received is no expectations, no letdowns.
Mm.
Just be doing something because you genuinely want to be doing it.
Yeah. It's okay to enjoy something.
It's okay to enjoy something and not always have to have some sort of end result.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Like, and I think, and we can tie that into fitness, right?
Yeah.
People get into fitness, and that's why fads come in and out. And that's why diets are, or yo-yo diets and like all this stuff, like, because there's always this end result.
Yeah.
Like I said, time keeps ticking, baby. Like,
that's right.
You want to be doing this because you genuinely want to be doing it and you want to live a healthy life. Like,
right.
And that's same thing for your passion. Like,
right.
You're doing it because you genuinely want to be doing it. Yes. Everything else will fall into place.
Right. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
You know, it's interesting. We live in a society and a culture that tells us that everything needs an end result. What are you doing that for?
Right.
Well, I'm just doing it. Like, it's okay to do something just to do something. You don't have to have the end result. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
What a good lesson.
It is.
Hey, is there anything that I didn't ask that is important to tell?
Anything you didn't ask that's important to tell?
Okay. So listeners, what you need to know is that I told you we're in the front room of System Athletics right now. There are two friends and a dog.
And that was maybe something you should have.
We have a live studio audience and it's so exciting. And they've been cheering for us and crying as we've been recording. But before we hit record, I asked this question and they shared something that was so poignant and so good. And I want to remind you what it was. They said, what System Athletics has become is a place for everyone. So can you just talk a little bit about that? Why is this a place for everyone? I personally know teenagers who are here, grown men who are here, ladies who are here. Like there's a diverse clientele that all work out, all do the same workouts, all have the same thing. Why is that important to you?
Because everybody has value.
Let's go.
No, it's like, you know, again, going back to something that I mentioned earlier, like, and you touched on it too. I get 1 hour of someone's day.
That's right.
I have no idea what is going on in the other 23 hours of that person's day.
Yeah.
What they are dealing with.
Right.
You know, what they are going through.
Yeah.
You know, I battle with my own mental health issues and I know for a fact that hundreds of thousands of others do as well.
Exactly.
So this hour, like when people say best hour of your day, like, no, like I'm going to make this the best hour of your day.
Right. You're going to leave here smiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's no hierarchy here. You can be a professional athlete walking through my doors, or
which I do train,
or you can be the 72-year-old woman that's coming in here and wants to get a pull up.
Yeah, did she get it?
She got it. She got 40
yes,
of them.
Girl,
40
stop
of them
it.
The other day.
No.
Yes.
What is this place?
It's magic.
It is magic.
It's magic, and it's called hard work and consistency.
Right. Yeah. And she shows up.
Yes. No. And you know, like.
All of those people
are equals.
Yeah.
Like that's what's really important to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've I've made the mistake of wanting things for somebody more than they wanted for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of put blinders on to other things in my life, like to make sure that that single person got that goal.
Right.
And I had an expectation.
Right.
So what do you think that led to?
Right. A little bit of disappointment.
A little bit of a disappointment and a letdown.
Right. Right.
And I remember like someone saying to me, like, you can't want something for somebody more than they want for themselves.
Yeah.
And we can apply that to fitness. We can apply that to the situation I was in last year.
Right.
You know,
to
like
business,
to anything, like my
relationships, family,
like my partner last year, obviously wanted, like Maria wanted me more than anything to like, want to be better,
yeah,
want to feel better, want to get help, want to do this, you know, and she couldn't want it more than me.
Right. Right.
And finally, when I got to a point that like, I was like, I need to change, like right, something here
we'll
needs to change.
Out.
Yeah. I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
I just gonna need you to help me up a little bit.
And paint.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's just like, yeah, everybody has a story.
Yep.
And I think another big part that is important for me to tell people is that I don't think everybody here is inspiring somebody else.
Right.
Right.
That's right. And
like,
sometimes you don't know.
And you have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
That's right.
And like, we get so stuck in ourselves and so insecure and like all this stuff. And like, it's like, no, like you have no idea like who you're inspiring.
Right.
Like I want all of my members here to know that I'm inspired by them daily.
Right.
Because I don't know their struggles outside of here. And they're still choosing to show up every day
right,
for themselves.
Right.
And
you
that's
know
inspiring.
That those struggles exist.
They do
like
exist.
No matter what.
No matter what. Somebody's
that's
going
happening
through something.
Yeah.
Whether like someone in their family is sick.
Right.
Or someone's dying. Or,
right,
you know, like.
Divorce.
Divorce.
Your foreclosing
yes,
on your house. Your boss
finance,
sucks.
Yeah.
Whatever it
it's
is.
There. It's there.
Yeah.
And, you know. I really try to not like when somebody comes in and they ask me like, how are you doing? Like, I used to always say like, oh, I'm tired on this. And I'm like, everybody is tired.
Correct. It's 2020.
Everybody.
And we live in the North.
If you are
America.
An adult, you are tired.
<That's right.
laughs> We get it.
If you have breathed more than two breaths on this earth,
yes,
you are tired.
You are exhausted. Yes. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a baby. After a baby eats, what are they?
Tired.
So we're all tired.
Right.
You know, it's just, what excuses are you telling yourself?
Yeah. 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 There's by a lot of them.
Yeah.
I want to end on the note that everybody has a story, everybody has value. And I think that you have brought a lot of good stories out in people. You have breathed a lot of value into a lot of people, and it's so important for people to know that story. So I'm really glad you were here today.
No, I'm very, you've made this very heartwarming conversation, so
perfect.
Thank you very much.
Hey, before we sign off this side, where can our listeners find you? Where can they connect with you? How can they get in touch with System Athletics?
Yeah, absolutely. So social media, we're very active on Instagram.
Perfect.
You can find us at System_athletics.
Okay.
That's going to be the business account. And
perfect,
then for my personal account, it is at Simpkins_Emmy.
Perfect.
Like the Emmy Awards, EMMY.
And listeners, we'll put those links to those Instagrams, both of them in our show notes. But Emmy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Megan.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Megan Recommends, just a little segment where we share things that are making our world sweeter in hopes that they will make your world sweeter too. Today, I recommend listening to Emmy. Emmy, what's your recommendation?
Oh, my recommendation, a nice, long...
Don't say it.
Cold plunge.
Please no.
I recommend cold plunging multiple times a week.
Okay. Can we just unpack it for like a minute?
Let's do it.
Not even a full minute because it's going to make me cold. I really value warmth. Like how do you set it up? Like pretend I'm listening at home. I have no idea what you're talking about. What do I do? Google cold plunge?
No. Start with a cold shower.
Cold shower.
Cold shower.
Okay.
But start the end. Like
okay,
enjoy your comfortable
yeah
warmth.
Yeah.
Again, searching comfort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And end the last like 15, 30 seconds on a cold shower.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Start with that.
Start with that. And then I'm going to work my way up to.
Then you're going
to
work your way up to.
Like, what do you do?
Submerging.
Your whole head.
What do I do?
My everything.
So I.
How cold?
We live at the Jersey Shore.
We do.
We do. I like to plop right into the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a couple times a week? A
couple times a week for about 3 to 4 minutes at a time.
Zoop, zoop. Okay. Yep. Oh, 4 minutes.
This is not a zoom. This isn't like the charity cold plunges where people run in and run out.
That
like,
was my choice.
Okay. We're sitting in it.
We are just there.
We're sitting in it.
And this is kind of recalibrating our nervous systems, right?
Yes.
And it's good for, I read something about like your recovery.
It's good for your recovery, not just physical.
Yep.
But mental as well.
Okay.
Again, I know I touched up a little bit when we were speaking about like mental health.
Yep.
And I've found that doing cold plunges has really kept my anxiety and depression at bay.
Awesome.
And, you know, I started doing cold plunges for physical recovery.
Okay.
Like in college, you know, yeah. we did the whole like cold baths and everything like that. And then when I was able to kind of shift my mindset as to like, what's my purpose behind doing an actual cold plunge, the serenity and peace that comes with willingly exposing myself to extreme cold temperatures and remaining calm has set my day up to like, I can handle anything at that point. Like my panic response has been put at bay.
Significantly different.
Yeah, our fighter, fight or flight. Yes, it helps you keep those symptoms at bay.
Listeners, we should do it.
Let's do it.
I will jump in the Atlantic one time this week. That will be my commitment.
No, it's not jump in. You got to stay in.
Okay, I will stay in for 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
No, it's
2 minutes.
I'll give you two. If you can do two, I'm telling you, you can do three.
I can talk myself into it. I have a little bit of a mental, I can get there.
Yeah. And like
I can talk myself into just about anything.
You're going to get in. You're going to tell yourself, I can't do this. I can't do this. Breathe.
Okay.
When I tell you that when you get into cold water and you can like put that voice at bay, I promise you, you will not think about anything else.
Okay. I'm sold.
Sold.
I'm going to take the recommendation. Listeners, can you please let me know when you do? And I would like any feedback. Emmy, thank you.
No, thank you.